Opioid overdoses continue to rise, and pain researchers are trying to develop effective alternatives to those drugs. As NPR's Joe Palca reports, one researcher in Pittsburgh is experimenting with nanomedicine, and from her own experience living with chronic pain.
About a decade ago, something strange happened to Jelena Janjic. She was a cancer researcher at Duquesne University in Pittsburgh. She had a busy life, teaching, doing research, raising a family. And then, seemingly out of the blue, she started having debilitating bouts of pain.
The one that hit me really hard is the whole body, from head to toe. It snuck up on me. I've had on and off chronic pain since I was a teenager, but this was different.
In August of 2010, just before her students arrived back in school, she ended up in the emergency room with pain she couldn't explain. The doctors told her she had a chronic pain syndrome. There wasn't much they could do about it, and they said it was for life.
And here are some medicines you can take. Okay. So the semester starts, I start taking medicines that the neurologist and rheumatologist gave me, and I start getting even worse.
She couldn't remember things. She felt like she was in a daze.
Things were, like, weird. So I decided I'm going to do research on myself.
I mean, why not? She had a lab. She was a scientist. She could do something. But what? Well, her path began with a decision she made early on. She did not want to take opioids for her pain.
At the time, I could have gotten them very easily. I said, no. And I was very adamant. And at that time, I said, well, what are you going to give me when I'm 67 or 87 if I take them now? I knew they don't work long-term very well. So almost the refusal of opioids precipitated everything else that happened.
Looking for alternatives to opioids, she dove into the scientific literature to learn all she could about chronic pain. But she also started paying close attention to her own condition.
I started to understand that my body was actually inflamed.
Inflammation occurs when our body's immune system thinks it has to deal with some damage, maybe from an invading virus or bacteria, and sends a barrage of immune cells to the affected area. But sometimes the immune cells overreact, causing inappropriate inflammation. Janjic also noticed something important about her pain. It varied in intensity and in location. Sometimes it was in her knees, sometimes it was in her shoulders.
But what none of the medicines today is doing is appreciated that diversity within the body. So I started to understand fluctuation.
She realized that the fluctuation meant more immune cells go to the part of the body where the pain is. And that gave her an idea. If she could get pain medicine into immune cells, that medicine would ride with those cells to where it was needed. Now, before she got into pain research, Janjic was working on something called cancer nanomedicine. That works by putting anti-cancer drugs into tiny containers called nanoparticles and then injecting them into cancer patients where they get into the patient's immune cells.
So what did they already know how to do? Mess with the immune system with nanomedicines.
And that's how Janjic's idea of pain nanomedicine was born. And it looks like she's making progress.
Two more gang members. Hi, guys.
She calls her lab at Duquesne University in Pittsburgh the home of pain nanomedicine.
This is the machine we make the nanoparticles on. It's called a microfluidizer.
It's called a what?
Microfluidizer.
To look at her today, you wouldn't think this slender, bubbly woman is someone who has to deal with pain. Her lab is filled with a handful of dedicated young students.
Nick Schmitz.
Lou Liu.
Michelle Hernizzi.
Eric Lambert.
The idea with pain nanomedicine is to put a pain medicine into a nanoparticle, inject it into a patient where it will be picked up by the patient's immune cells, and reduce those cells' capacity to cause inflammation. Janjic says her approach doesn't try to disable the immune cells.
You still want them to fight infection. You still want them to do what they're supposed to do. But we almost try to stop them from going into override and then causing chronic pain.
Janjic has begun testing her pain nanomedicine on animals to see if it can relieve their pain. And she's begun preliminary work with the military on a project to see if her approach could be adapted to treating pain from severe injuries. Janjic's passion about her work, her drive to find something to help others with pain, comes from her own experience.
As a patient, I want an answer. You know, that attitude was really strong. I want to figure out this.
And she thinks researchers would gain a lot from talking to the people they're trying to help.
My take-home message is ask the patient first. Ask the kid who's 10. ask the grandpa with rheumatoid arthritis what that feels like. This is what I really want to see flourish. Maybe this is already happening somewhere. If it is, I want to know. If you are inspiring your research this way, then I want to talk to you. That's really what I want.
While she waits to see whether her pain nanomedicine works, she manages her own pain mostly without drugs. She does a kind of meditation. She tries not to let life stress her out. Composing and playing her own music helps with the pain too. Joe Palca, NPR News, Pittsburgh.